This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
He says he believes there are 6 types of difficult people that you have to deal with at work. See if you recognize any of these. Number one, the dictators. The dictators. They bully, they cajole, they intimidate, they are blunt to the point of being insulting. They're constantly demanding and brutally critical. These folks can give you ulcers. They're called the dictators. Number two, the passives. You can spot them with their deadpan faces, their weak handshakes, their blank stares. Avoiding conflict and controversy at all cost, these people never offer any ideas or opinions and never let you know where they stand. Number three, the complainers. The complainers. Is there anything ever right with these people? You get the feeling that they'd rather complain about things than change them. Listen to that again. You get the feeling that they would rather complain about things than change them. Even though they're often right, their negativity and nitpicking turns people off. Next one, the know-it-alls. They are experts on everything. They can be arrogant and usually have an opinion on any issue. Yet when they're wrong, they pass the buck and become defensive. Those are called the know-it-alls. Number five, the no people, N-O, the no people. Negative and pessimistic, they're quick to point out why something won't work. Worse, they're inflexible and they resist change. They can throw a wet blanket over an entire organization, the no people. But the sixth group was the most interesting to me. And I'd never thought of this group of people being a difficult group of people to deal with. The sixth group of people that he acknowledges is this, the yes people. The yes people. They'll agree with any commitment, promise any deadline, yet they rarely deliver. Listen to that again. They'll agree with any commitment, promise any deadline, yet they rarely deliver. I'll do whatever you need me to do. Count on it. But they don't do it. While they're always sorry and often charming, you just can't trust them to do what they say. While they're always sorry and often charming, you just can't trust them to do what they say. Listen carefully. All of that to say this. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, is not interested in having yes people in the kingdom of God. He's not interested in you being a yes man or a yes woman who say, promise any commitment, love you, Lord, do whatever you want me to do with my life, and then we don't deliver because of the question, the most embarrassing question in all of life, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things that I say? You know, there's a difference in saying that Jesus Christ is Lord and in living like it. There's a difference in believing, acknowledging mentally, having assent that Jesus is Lord than living like you really believe it and you really mean it. You know, the same thing is true in love. A person can tell you, I love you, I love you, I love you, and then can live a life that totally contradicts the love that's claimed. So we get to the place in life where somebody might say this, he or she says they love me, but everything they do contradicts that. And you begin to wonder, does this person really love me or care for me when what they do contradicts their words or their verbiage? The Lord says the same thing. Why do you call me Lord? Lord, and do not do the things. And then Jesus in Matthew says it so frightening. He said, not everyone who calls me Lord, Lord will enter the kingdom of heaven. I don't know about you, but that sends a chill up my spine. Not every man who says, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Not every woman who comes down the pike and says, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but those who do the will of my Father. You and I might ask ourselves the question today, what is the will of God for my life that I'm not doing?
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.